This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, so we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Let me just tell you guys this real quick. All right, so I was putting my underwear on this morning after I got out of my shower, and I was, we could talk about this stuff all day. Who cares? So you guys know, we're family. All right, so I'm putting on my underwear. Not that my family wants to hear this, which is why I guess I talk to you. And there was just some cotton panties. I mean, nothing really exciting. Black. I wore black just so, you know, you couldn't see, you know, because I'm kind of wearing a skirt. And if I wore anything that was pink or with flowers on it, everybody could see. So, and nobody really wears that kind of underwear anymore. So it's just some black cotton underwear. No big deal. And I started putting it on, and I can't tell what's the inside versus the outside. And so, you know, I put on one way, and I'm like, no, that doesn't feel right. So then I kind of switch it around, and I put on the other, and I go, no, that doesn't feel right. Because, you know, the black cotton underwear, it doesn't have that little padding area. Have you guys ever looked at panties? They basically have this little white area. It doesn't matter what color underwear, usually. Unless, of course, you wear thongs or you wear more silky stuff. But when you are in the cotton family like I am, because, you know, Lord have mercy. I mean, I'm out of the house at 6 a.m., and I basically don't come back till 7, 8 night. I need to be in some comfortable underwear, okay? And, I mean, who am I wearing fancy underwear for, please? But usually the underwear has that, like, little white padding area, all right? It's supposed to be absorbent. It's not that absorbent, okay? Any one of us who had a bad period, you know, you're just wearing underwear. It just doesn't do it. But I don't know why the manufacturers have that. Maybe because they want to make sure you know what inside out is. You know, when you put on a shirt, there's the tag. I always leave a little bit of the tag because my mom always said you don't want to make a hole cutting off the tag. So I use a tag, also, you know, so I know what's, you know, what goes on the inside. I don't want to wear things inside out, and I've been doing that a lot lately. I've been wearing clothes and scrubs and things inside out, which worries me because that's a sign of dementia. But let's get back to the underwear and the panties. All right. And so, anyway, so, you know, when you see the white, you know, that's what's supposed to be, you know, towards your body and, you know, proximal, and then the other is distal. So I put it on. I just cannot figure out what direction the underwear has to go. And I was thinking about going onto Facebook, but I just didn't have time to post a picture of it. I just didn't have time to take a poll. You guys are still answering my Obamacare poll. And so I just don't have time for too many polls. So I decided to put it on, and then, and I don't know, and this is why I'm bothered. If my underwear's on inside out, just like if your shirt's on inside out, or if your pants are on inside out, it really bothers you. Not bothers you in terms of a feel, but in terms of a sixth sense. And you're just like, I cannot wear underwear inside out, and I don't know psychologically why that is. I don't have a lot of psychological hang-ups. I mean, contrary to popular opinion, you know, I'm pretty stable with a lot of things. You know, true, I can't pass by a piece of chocolate without eating it. I can't pass by a package of raw ground beef at a grocery store without sticking my finger in it to make a dent. So there's some certain things I just, you know, cannot do. But very few things I obsess about. Really, even Michael Fassbender, I don't obsess about him. He's a good-looking guy, but I just because there's a movie out doesn't mean I have to stop everything to see. I don't obsess as much as people think I do, all right? So I obviously don't obsess about preparing for my radio show, right? Okay, we can all agree on that one, right? Okay. So, I don't know. And so I just kind of feel off because I feel like my underwear's on backwards. But if I just, you know, quickly switch my, you know, I just don't think that's going to be right. Now, bras. I have put my bra on backwards. Bras aren't that bad because what ends up happening is you know right away with the clasp. A woman knows right away if she put the bra on backwards because the clasp just doesn't seem to be on the right side. You know, because, you know, you basically put the clasp and then you turn it around and then you put your arm through the, your arms through the straps and that kind of thing. So bras, I start putting my bra on inside out all the time, but I could quickly remedy that. I just can't remedy the whole panty underwear thing. And I just don't get it. It's something that I want to overcome. And I don't know, you know, look, I've been giving you guys advice and I've been helping you guys overcome your issues. You know, if you guys could help me figure out how to overcome the awkwardness of being in underwear that could possibly be inside out, I could just go back to the underwear but I don't like the underwear with white pants. I like wearing black panties. I just think it's just a little bit more practical, you know? Okay, I mean, you never know if you have a bad burrito for lunch or something. You know, it helps. Look, I'm not supposed to be sexy. Okay, I'm just supposed to be a doctor telling you guys like it is. Okay, I apologize if that ruins your picture of me. But what I was talking about from a medical standpoint is when a person starts to wear their clothes inside out, that could be a sign of dementia. Now, that scares me because I always get things wrong when it comes to inside out. You know, they also say if somebody has issues with spelling. Okay, well, I've always had issues with spelling, so I'm not worried about that. But I'm just noticing more and more things are inside out. And I know clothes have that hem. I don't know if it's that hem. You know, have you guys ever had to sew? Guys didn't have to take home ec, but we girls did. So at home ec, we had to make a shirt and we had to make a skirt. And when you made the shirt, you sewed it inside out. You had it inside out, and then you sewed the two pieces together. So there was kind of a big, thick, I don't know, piece of cloth sewed together. Then when you flipped it over, it looked nice and smooth. That's my problem. I've worn clothes where it's inside out with the tag, you know, with the the hem stuff, with the strings hanging out. You know, that's not good. With the lactation stains. I mean, that and that worries me because, you know, I'm in my 40s. Don't tell anybody. I try to pretend I'm in my 20s, but I'm in my 40s. And, if dementia is going to set in, I think that's where it's going to start. And maybe God's trying to get me back because for Halloween, I was inside out. Remember, I was inside out, so I wore my clothes and I wore bra and panties that I had Kleenex on my bra and a maxi pad, you know, inside out. It was a great Halloween costume that was cheap, but maybe he's mad. And so from here on out, I'm plagued with wearing clothes that are inside out. So I'm going to go give it a try, and I'm going to change my underwear, and I'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Identity theft is going to ruin your life if you're not prepared. Hi everyone, this is Paul with Liberty ID. Hey, millions of Americans fall victim every year. Odds are your identity has already been compromised, and alerts aren't going to save you. The solution is restoration, and the only company that provides a money-back guarantee is Liberty ID. Go to Liberty ID and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. Liberty ID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration, with a 100% success rate in restoring our subscribers' identities no matter how they're stolen. Liberty ID fixes the fallout for you. Liberty ID does the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, LibertyID.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, at Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we are being told that nearly half the country has diabetes or is pre-diabetic. Are you kidding me? Half the country. Now, the number is actually about 100 million. Okay, so not exactly half. But still, that's a hell of a lot. 100 million Americans. And we've talked about diabetes and pre-diabetes on the show. And we're going to do it again, all right, because we really got to break this down. But, you know, while the GOP is hemming and hawing and trying to figure out how to, how to pass something as a Obamacare replacement, Medical issues are continuing, whether it's the opioid crisis, whether it's our mental illness crisis, whether it's our diabetes or obesity crisis. You know, we did so good, you know, with the anti-smoking campaigns and, you know, trying to get people off smoking. We did phenomenal that we forgot that people were smoking to keep their weight down, a lot of them. And so this obesity crisis, the more we, you know, if you think, all right, well, you know, hopefully the obesity crisis doesn't get worse. I think everyone who's obese is going to be obese. Nah, the more we get people off smoking and the more obese people we're going to have. And I don't think I'd have it any other way. I'd rather people quit smoking. But with obesity comes diabetes. And according to the CDC, more than 100 million U.S. adults, and what, we have like 14 million people in the U.S., I think. We're about 314 million. So it's actually more like, close to a third. But all the articles are saying half. So maybe we have less Americans. Maybe we had a lot of people leave, deported. I don't know. Maybe, you know. But anyway, they say more than 100 million U.S. adults now live with diabetes or pre-diabetes, according to the CDC. The report finds that 30 million Americans, 9.4% of the U.S. population, have diabetes. But 84 million, so almost three times that, have prediabetes. And obviously, this is a huge health problem. Remember about a year or two ago, diabetes was found to be the seventh leading cause of death in the U.S.? Diabetes alone, the seventh leading cause of death. Heart disease, obviously, still number one. You have cancer, but you know, stroke. But diabetes in and of itself can kill. And, I beg each and every one of you to not get diabetes. It's almost impossible. Especially if it's in the family. I got diabetes on both sides of my family. It's only a matter of time. So far, so good. And I exercise like crazy. And I try to eat right. But, if it's in your genes, it's in your genes. The day you stop metabolizing sugar properly, right, or your pancreas decides to poop out, is the day you turn diabetic. And not only are you worried about the sugar issues, and we'll talk about some of the complications of diabetes, but if you're a diabetic, your risk of heart disease skyrockets. Even more than having high cholesterol, diabetes puts you behind the eight ball. So it is some pretty serious stuff. So let's quickly break it down. I know some of my veteran listeners are like, oh, yeah, I've heard this a million times. But for some of my newer listeners, please just learn this. You know, this is going to be really, really quick, a real easy breakdown of what diabetes is, okay? Because there's a good chance that if close to a half of Americans are getting diabetes or prediabetes, that means half of my listeners, half of you guys. That means if there's only one listener to my show, one half of his body's turning diabetic, according to the statistic. So basically, diabetes is when you don't utilize sugar or metabolize sugar properly, right? You eat food. Food has to be broken down into the proteins, the nutrients, the fats, water. There's water in food. That has to be leached out. And then, of course, sugar. And you need all these components. You need sugar. You need protein. You need fat. You need cholesterol. You need that. And the small intestine is where all the absorption really takes place. Man, you do absorb a little bit of sugar in the mouth. You know, that's why if somebody is hypoglycemic, you know, we give them some orange juice, or we could give them a sugar tablet, and immediately they'll be able to absorb some of that sugar in the mouth. But for the most part, the majority of the absorption of your nutrients happens in the small intestine. Because remember, the esophagus is a passage. It's a peristaltic tube that keeps forcing food down towards the stomach. You could be standing on your head, and the esophagus will still bring food to the stomach. And maybe not as easily, but it can. The stomach is where breakdown occurs, you know, because of the stomach acid. So the breakdown occurs in the stomach, but absorption occurs in the small intestine. And when the pancreas, the organ sitting near the small intestine, kind of hugging it, gets a signal from the brain that sugar is coming down the pike, the pancreas will send out insulin. It'll send out other enzymes, depending on what else it has to break down. But for sugar, it kicks out the hormone insulin. And insulin is like a key to a door to help open up the door. Okay? I'll tell you more about that. So the pancreas produces insulin. Insulin gets the signals. And insulin is supposed to help bring the sugar from the body, from the bloodstream into the cells. So I look at the body, and we've discussed this before, kind of like a medical office. The mouth is the waiting room, right? There's a lot of people in the waiting room. You got a lot of teeth in your mouth. That's just how I look at it. Okay, so the food comes in to the mouth, just like you come into a waiting room. Then the hallways is like the bloodstream. Okay, the sugar in the bloodstream, the hallways. Then you have the doors, right, to go into the medical rooms. You got all these doors. Well, in the body, you have cells, and cells have doors. So the insulin is the key to open that cell door to get the sugar from the bloodstream into the cell. So it's basically the key to get you from the hallway into the room. And the cells need sugar, or otherwise they starve. So in diabetes, you have too much sugar. So maybe too much sugar is coming in to the waiting room or coming in through the mouth. Or you're eating what you've always eaten. Yeah, you're eating a balanced diet that has sugars in it. But for some reason, those doors aren't opening. And sugar cannot get into the cell. With type 1 diabetes, it's usually people that lack insulin, a proper amount of insulin. And so those doors don't open, and you need to give insulin. You need to do it by injectable form, injection, so those doors could open. For type 2 diabetes, obviously we've lived long enough, so, you know, till our adult age. Usually it happens adult onset, although you can have type 2 diabetes in kids as well. But the fact that we've made it that far means we have insulin. But maybe we're starting to lose our insulin. Maybe the insulin just isn't working right. Maybe the insulin is defective. You know, I happen to think it's just, well, maybe it's just not enough. So for some type 2 diabetics, yeah, we give them insulin. But maybe it's not insulin. Maybe insulin isn't the problem. Maybe the problem is the insulin is in that key, in that keyhole, but there's something pushing against the door. Right? We call that insulin resistance. So if a cell has insulin resistance, or fat is causing insulin resistance, that sugar can't get into the cell. So when somebody's diabetic, they actually start to lose weight. Now don't say, oh man, I could use a big dose of diabetes. No. Trust me, you don't want to get diabetes. You start to lose weight, your body tries to compensate. So your body tries to pee the extra sugar out. Your body also wants to make things more neutral, so it's going to want to draw in fluid to neutralize all that sugar and to make you pee more out so you get thirsty. So a diabetic gets very thirsty. In your little blood vessels in your eyes, you know, the little blood vessels, those are very, very tiny. So when those blood vessels try to take an extra fluid to neutralize all the sugar, you know, make it less osmotic, there's only so much fluid those little blood vessels could take, and they rupture. Not to mention blood vessels aren't too healthy. So that's why a diabetic can go blind. Cardiovascular disease, and I wrote about this on my website. Go to drdahlia.com and go to my Facebook and Twitter page. Cardiovascular disease, sugar is very sticky. So when you need to clog your arteries, when you have that desire to, that sugar, wow. It's that sticky grout that allows that plaque to deposit very easily. Kidney disease. Your kidneys are now busting a move trying to knock out the sugar. So they're overworking. Not to mention, the blood isn't that healthy with all the sugar in it. So what's supplying the kidneys with nutrition? So, and kidneys need sugar also properly. So, you know, so kidneys start to have issues. Infections. Pathogens, they love sugar. It's food for them. So if you have blood laden with sugar, immune cells can't get to where they need to knock out the infection. And the bacteria and the fungi and whatever, they're having a party. Your nerves start to get messed up. The nerves aren't healthy. When your nerves aren't healthy because of what's going on with your blood, you end up becoming either numb or having neuropathy, major pain. Of course, high blood sugar is going to mess with the brain, cause dementia. You could have low blood flow to the brain, and we've been finding you're more at risk for Alzheimer's. So if you're a diabetic, your blood sugar, after you've eaten, non-fasting is over 200. However, fasting blood sugar is if you're over 126. If you're pre-diabetic, that means your sugar's high, but not high enough to be diabetic. So pre-diabetes means your fasting blood sugar is between 100 and 125. You got to exercise. You got to watch your diet. And if you could change appearance, do that too. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. That's what happened to me. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me. What a relief when I found out that treatments for some forms of AMD are available and that research is underway on additional preventions and treatments. AMD is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and over. When I started seeing blurry spots in the middle of my eye, I saw my doctor. She suggested I review the prevention and treatment information on fightblindness.org. Did you know that some forms of AMD can be slowed down or stopped, and in some cases reversed if found in time? Get more information about preserving your vision. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website where I found so much helpful information. Fightblindness.org. 1-800-BLINDNESS. 1-800-254-6363. Or fightblindness.org.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, this next segment is going to be rated maybe R. There was an email I received about a year ago. And, of course, I didn't read it on air, you know, or talk about it because, you know, it was a topic that I thought was, you know, or probably a little too adult-ish. But because the topic is in the news, as it relates to O.J. Simpson, which you guys are going to find out soon, I'm going to bring it up. Now, he's anonymous. He says, I have to do some time and will be away from my girlfriend, obviously. He said, I heard you can't masturbate in jail. What do people do then? Does the prison give you something to keep the urges away? And so about a year ago, I looked up and I was like, you know, that's right. Why is, you know, if you're not supposed to have sex or you don't get conjugal visits, and if somebody has, you know, the urge, why is it illegal? Remember I said, well, I know why it's illegal, but, you know, what do prisoners do? And I really couldn't get a good answer on that. I remember I told you I was at a, when we were in Yuma, Arizona, there's this very old jail, I think from the turn of the century, the last century. And there were fines for, you know, when you go to the jail, there's a little museum. And the museum shows the fines that the inmates would get, and included on there was masturbating. And so, you know, it does make you wonder, you know, what do the inmates do? And the reason why this is in the news is we're being told by DailyMail.com that O.J. Simpson's parole may be in jeopardy because he was caught by a Nevada prison cell, or in a cell, by a female corrections officer. He's in Lovelock, and I want to apologize. I didn't tell you guys where Lovelock is. Lovelock is north of, it's in northern Nevada, north of Fallon, Fernley and Fallon. And it, I've driven by there, but I mixed it up with there's a correctional facility in near Las Vegas. That's not where he's at. And I forgot that he was actually in Lovelock. I've driven there, past there too, but that's not the one in Las Vegas. Some people ask, so he's down here next to, no, he's not in that prison next to Las Vegas on the I-15. No. So he's about 70 years old. He's up for parole. Everybody thinks he's going to get it. And from what we understand, that he may have a masturbation charge, and that could pose a problem for him. And, you know, as a doctor, this is, let's take a step back. You know, why is it illegal? Well, apparently it's illegal because it looks like it's assault. Okay, public masturbation, even if in jail, is considered public masturbation. And so it's found to be intimidating. It's found to be offensive. And it could lead to a prisoner's own sexual assault, could lead to fights, etc. And so for a female guard that's working in a prison or whatever, that it's, you know, seeing that is assault, not by her, but on her. It's something we don't talk about on the show, which is why I have no problem talking about it, as long as none of the kids in the back of the minivan are listening. And so, you know, what do prisoners do? Well, my guess is they, you know, do what they have to. And I've been asked, you know, is that something that has to be done? Can you go without? You know, what happens to the human body if you don't? Well, there have been studies saying that if you do, you're at lower risk of prostate cancer. But there hasn't been studies for those people who are priests or who, you know, never do it, shall we say, nuns, etc., that they get cancer or they have something wrong with them. You know, many times you'll have it in the night. You'll have a nocturnal climax, and there's multiple words and terms for that. If you don't physically have the act, sometimes your body will on its own. It's like, you know, you could try to, you know, not fall asleep, and then your body will, you know, eventually fall asleep. You could try to hold your urine in, and eventually your body's going to dump the urine. Same thing. You can avoid masturbation or whatever, or avoid sex. And if you don't have sexual gratification in your sleep, sometimes you may go through that process. So, which is kind of scary, because if a prisoner does and he gets caught and he's like, but I swear I was asleep, I didn't mean to do this, you know, are they going to be in trouble? And so it's very interesting. In Metro News, right, coming from Great Britain, they talk about prison privacy. They say within minutes of arrival from court, you're strip searched. And sometimes you even have to squat. Nothing is private from then on out. Usually cells are shared by two inmates. They're about the size of the average family bathroom. There's a bunk bed, sink, toilet, a table, a couple of cupboards. They said the door is closed for the night. It won't open until the morning, no matter how much shouting and screaming you do. If you need to use the toilet, you might be lucky and have a shower curtain-style screen around it. But some cells don't have them. Like we see in the movies, you see the toilet. Some cells, there is a screen. that does provide some privacy. We never see this in TV shows or movies because it just makes for an awkward visual. But, you know, and also, you know, especially the comedies, they have somebody always sitting on the pot, right? You know, talking to other people, you know, but, the majority of facilities, yeah, the privacy really isn't a luxury that, inmates get, unfortunately. And so, so while you're in bed, somebody's in the toilet next to you in open view. They say inmates try to give each other as much privacy as they can because they know how little there is. They say in the bathrooms on the landings, there's a toilet in each one with a half-height door. It's not impossible not to notice who is using it when you walk into the room, but as a matter of courtesy, even as one of my friends, I wouldn't engage them in a conversation. And then the first prison this person went to had opened is showers. The showers were separated by waist-height walls. They gave a little privacy, but not enough. Changing area completely open. It wasn't possible to dress with any privacy. The door into the shower room had a window open to the wing, and anybody passing by, including female officers, could look in. Prison officers regularly patrol the landings, but rarely venture into the showers. And that's where many of the, I guess, deals are done, and the shower area, and they say many scores are settled. He stayed in an antiquated Category B local prison. Bathrooms on each of the four floors of the wing each had three shower cubicles about the size of an average public toilet. And sex in prison does happen between men, sometimes between men who would never consider it on the outside. Masturbation is an issue. They say men have physical needs when sharing a cell. Can be very difficult to get any privacy. It's very common for men then to masturbate in the showers, as that has the highest level of privacy. One inmate refused to use the showers and chose to All right. He goes into a little bit more, whatever. But he does talk about, how some people, I guess, had sex, or came up with arrangements where they, you know what? I'll just pretend not to hear, whatever. And, he talks about how sometimes in order for people to get their satisfaction and get their, you know, it's not that they're gay. They just, have to make arrangements in order to do what they need to do. And so, when you kind of look and peer into that, you know, we're not here to feel sorry for prisoners. I mean, they're serving time because they did something bad. I mean, O.J. Simpson, you know, had served so far 9 years of his 33-year sentence for that 2008 conviction for kidnapping and robbery, armed robbery, from what I understand. But, there are certain human needs that people have. And, spending time in a cell, people could get used to that. People could get used to being alone. People could get used to, you know, really not, you know, seeing their family as much, et cetera. But, you get caught, you know, masturbating, that can mess up your parole. So I don't know what's going to happen with this particular story. My guess is it's going to be overlooked. And, because, you know, female correction officers, it brings up the other question. If the correction officers are male, does masturbating in jail hold the same, punishment? And from what I understand, yes. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. We'll be right back.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL, LibertyID.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
All right, guys, we are back on on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, tis the season, and unfortunately not a good season, where even though we're getting some relief with some monsoon rain, it's fire season. And a massive wildfire in Mariposa County has nearly doubled in size overnight. Flames have destroyed and threatened power to Yosemite National Park. 4,000 people already have had to flee their homes. It's called the fast-growing Detweiler Fire. It's burning west of Yosemite. It exploded from 25,000 acres to 45,000 acres, according to the California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection. Tuesday, Governor Jerry Brown declared a state of emergency after the fire forced thousands to evacuate and damaged power, water, communication infrastructure. The governor's order sends additional equipment and fire crews to Mariposa County to help fight the blaze. From what we understand right now, as of, I believe, an hour ago, they're reporting 7% contained. It also accelerates emergency aid to those affected by the fire. The blaze obviously had spread rapidly on Tuesday across thousands and thousands of acres. Nearby highways and roads were closed. 2,200 firefighters have tackled the flames. And unfortunately, their lives are at risk as well, as this fire behavior is, quote, extreme and aggressive. They say embers from the blaze sparked spot fires. Entire trees were engulfed in flames. I'm not sure how it was started. I don't think they know yet. Monsoon season, a lightning bolt can hit a tree, start the fire, especially when everything is so dry out there. We don't know if some people are camping and did something stupid, but right now when you have dry, breezy, warm conditions and Central California, still dealing with the drought, they have issues. And they have a little bit more vegetation this year because of El Nino, so that adds a little bit more fuel to the fire. I live in the desert, Las Vegas, and, we always worry about fires, but we don't, thank God, seem to have as many issues because we don't really have a lot of vegetation. The fire is going to just hit desert, and there's not really a lot of trees for a fire to bounce to. Certain areas surrounding Las Vegas, yeah, we have a lot of trees. But for the desert area, loads and loads of desert, it's not really going to be able to, catch on to something and go up a hill and go down a hill, etc. So that's why, northern Nevada, northern California, central California, you see a lot more of this. And the smoke is covering the sky. It's pretty, you see the smoke going all the way up to Boise, Idaho. And so in terms of how many people are dead, in terms of people, we don't have that, but we have heard that we have a lot of people that don't want to leave and don't want to evacuate, and it's funny. We always, go, oh, man, they're idiots. Just like with the hurricane, hurricanes are coming, and, people don't want to evacuate. You're like, oh, man, they're idiots. But, I got to be honest. I would probably think twice. If I'm really, really being honest, I have, 6 pets now. We have 2 dogs and we have 4 cats. All right. And if I don't think the fire is coming my way, would I stop and hesitate and go, well, wait a second? Rather than trying to transport everybody into a hotel room that won't take animals or, be homeless for a long period of time and not be able to get back to my home, do I really have to evacuate? Is it really coming my direction? That's what happened with the last hurricane. My cousin, as a family, they didn't evacuate. They were told to. They were in South Florida. They were told to evacuate, we're going to be fine. And they were. It didn't even hit them. How did you guys know? We were watching over here on the west that you're right in the line of fire. And so some people feel safer, hunkered down, in their bunker at home than being out there vulnerable in a car. And, I think what people need to do is have that plan. Is there a place they could go to? Is there a family member? Is there a friend down south they could go to if they had to evacuate? Talk to the bosses and your employers and go, look, if we're told that we have to get out of our house and we can't go back for a week, I don't want to take off work for a week, but what do I do if they force us to evacuate? What's the plan? And then if, God forbid, it does happen and you're forced to evacuate, you got the plan. Well, I'm going to go to Aunt Mary's, or I'm going to just keep driving south until I could get to where nobody else is evacuating to so I can at least get a hotel room somewhere. I have extra money put aside. We're all packed up. I have a week's worth of clothes. I have food and water for the drive. We have crates for the animals. We have a truck or a tractor or a trailer or something that we could take some extra stuff in. But it's not easy. You know, when we hear that, you know, people don't want to evacuate, you know, sometimes I have to just stop for a second and go, you know, before I call them stupid, I can understand the hesitation. That's hard. And then leaving your home. You know, you feel like that's also a instinctive it's an instinct where you're going to you think you could protect your home. You feel like you leave your home, it's unprotected and it won't be there when you get back. And there's some logic to that thinking. There is. You know, now, can you really fight a fire like this? Oh, hell no. Get out. But, you know, people instinctively, their first instinct or their first thought is, no, I'm going to stay here and I'm going to protect the house. I'm going to keep dousing it with water. I'm going to keep, yeah, but what happens when the water lines are out? You know, you got animals, you got smoke, you got kids, you got to leave. So most people do. But, you know, the psychology of the non-evacuee or evacuator is an interesting one. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This was kind of creepy. Apparently, there was a couple, Marcelin and Francine, who left home August 15th, 1942, to milk their cows. They were never seen from again. So this was during World War II. And it has haunted a, quote-unquote, sleepy village in the Swiss Alps for 75 years. And they believe the answer surfaced last week when a ski resort worker came across two mummified bodies who were buried in ice and dressed in well-preserved clothes from the World War II era. This is near the two-mile-long Saint-Florent Glacier in the Western Alps. And you see the shoe, you see the clothes, you see a bottle, you see it's, wow, I mean, it almost looks like an avalanche took them out. That's what it looks like to me. They say DNA tests are being conducted to verify the identities. Marcelin Audrey Dumoulin, 79 years old, one of the couple's two surviving children, expressed certainty that it was her parents. You can't understand the relief this means for me. I didn't know my parents. I was only 4 years old. But to know where they were was always a question in my mind. She said she remembers the day her parents disappeared. She said she was her aunt was weeping at the bottom of the stairs. She took me in her arms and held me tight. After 2 months, the children were divided among families in the neighborhood. The eldest brother went to work for a baker. Second brother went to work for a shoemaker. Later became a priest. In Madagascar, two became stonemasons, fifth worked as a restaurant chef. All the sons have died now, but the daughter lived with her aunt. When she married, she lived to a village about 40 minutes away. Siblings were never close. They were all busy with their own lives. And so, you know, seeing, you actually, you have to look at this picture. This is, it's very chilling when you see this. And it doesn't look like, it's interesting. When somebody is out in the snow and suffers from hypothermia, many times we find them naked. We find them without their clothes. Because when you go through the last stages of hypothermia, before you go unconscious, you actually feel really, really hot. It's this paradoxical effect where all these blood vessels start to dilate, and it actually kind of hurts to the point that you rip those clothes off. You just can't stand having clothes on you. And so when rescue workers find people in the desert naked, they'll find their clothes close by because they died of hypothermia. You could die of hypothermia in the desert. These people, they look close. So to me, I think it might have been an avalanche that might have buried them. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Is it about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buy, sell, makeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.